We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very big game tonight.
Huge.
Very big game tonight. I was talking to a Celtics fan on the phone today, and he was like, well, I don't want to say that it's a must win for Boston because it's only game two. I'm like, oh, go ahead and say it. It's a must win. Don't beat around the bush.
Oh, these 3-1 comebacks this playoff series.
It's a very big game tonight. Crowder is back. We missed you yesterday. How are you feeling? How's your health?
I'm sterile. I know what question you're asking. Let's be honest. Yes. They cut the pipes. I can't make babies anymore, and I'm happy about it.
But they, you know, a bunch of people always text in when we're talked about your vasectomy. You've got like a month or what, 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, where like you're not devoid of baby making capabilities yet.
No, the rule is 20 ejaculations.
Gotcha.
I'll put it that way. Yes. So what happens is they leave the testicles, it goes to the epididymis. The epididymis stores it, so you have to get all the storage out before you're sterile. Then they have you do 2 sperm count somethings, and then they tell you you're good to go.
Man, I had the under on ejaculation, so another loss for me. I was guessing 16 to 17. I cannot get a bet right lately. I don't know what's happening. I've taken you down with
After I saw how much we owe, I asked the doctor, just cut off one. Can I get half price?
Cut off my partner.
just cut one today. We'll do the other one next year.
Oh, my goodness. I'm tempted to bet the Jimmy Butler over tonight, by the way, which we lost on game one. And Jimmy Butler was, I mean, he was a monster in exact spots where they needed him to be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But he didn't light it up. I mean, they played, you know, four and a half quarters because they went to overtime, and he didn't hit the over. He ended with, I think, 20 points. The over, I think, was 20 and a half or 21 and a half. But I kind of feel like tonight, that's me. Did you guys hear that?
No, what's that?
Oh, okay, I just get that in my headphones. All right, because that's I have email issues, intercom email issues.
Was that me? That because I
no.
Just sent you
well,
an email,
it was but, your yes. It yeah. was you sending the email, but I heard the loud ding dong in my headphones. But you guys didn't hear that over the air.
Yeah, and you can't control that because now I think I might have found a way to bug you during the show.
Well, yeah, I can just turn it off. I just happened to have it on, but I thought it went over the air. Now I'm stuck. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Jimmy. You know what we did talk about, though? That was right. We said, it Goran or Jimmy's going over, we got to pick the right guy. Goran went crazy. Goran had 29.
Yep.
We picked the wrong guy.
But and like I said,
when they went to overtime, I thought we were gravy.
We were 5 points away. Jimmy Butler was 5 points away in overtime and didn't hit it. But I kind of feel like tonight, because his over-under, I think, is 19.5. Man, I kind of feel like I want to bet the Jimmy Butler over tonight. I'm a little nervous about the game. So, hey, here's what we have planned today. Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us for 15 minutes of heat. He's one of the Celtics broadcasters now and a friend of ours, and we love talking with Cornbread. I'm a little bit nervous. I watched a lot of ESPN today and listened to you know, all their pundits. And this one's going to be a, I think this can be, I mean, it was a tough one game one. So it wasn't like there was a blowout. Boston, you know, they didn't play poor game one, right? I mean, they're pretty evenly matched teams, which is why I'm a little nervous about tonight's Heat game.
We talked about it with that meme with Spider-Man pointing back at Spider-Man.
Yep.
These teams are very similar. Very. And we came out on top. But it went to overtime with it. This series is going to be amazing. And I hope the Heat end up doing what they did game one. But, yes, this is a great game, but they're matched up perfectly. Kemba Walker goes off. We're in trouble. But he's terrible right now.
He's been terrible, man. So Heat are 2.5-point underdogs tonight. And you got a Marlins game going on right now. And obviously, Thursday night football tonight. You got Canes and Dolphins Saturday and Sunday. Man, we got a lot to cover today. Let's so Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us. Jason Jackson, he's going to join us. We love talking Heat with Jax. Who else is joining us today? Eric Wood, Solana?
Eric Wood is joining us, former Buffalo Bill. He came on with us last year when we were playing the Bills, and he had some great Ryan Fitzpatrick stories. So excited to
He also he went to Louisville, you know, when he played college. So we have some UM Louisville that we can talk with him as well. Don Bailey Jr. today, we give him the funny calls to work into the broadcast on Saturday. So there is a ton of stuff to get to. Oh my goodness, I got so much stuff lined up. All right, why don't you give us headlines, Solana, as we kind of move forward here on this four-hour extravaganza, unless you're listening on 790 The Ticket, and this is a three-hour and 45-minute extravaganza.
All right, guys, we'll start with the Heat. They do play tonight. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off, a little different from the past couple weeks in the bubble. So 7 p.m., it's on ESPN. Boston, I know you mentioned it, they're favored by 2.5 tonight, and Gordon Hayward, he's doubtful. I don't expect him to play tonight.
Okay.
The Marlins did beat the Red Sox 8-4 yesterday. They're playing right now. Get you a score update shortly. Jose Ureña started.
It is 0-0 in the top of the fourth.
On the mound for Miami. Tonight, Thursday night football, Bengals at Browns. That's at 8:20 p.m.
Very interested in that game as well. I said that Browns team is just fascinating, and if they keep going into the dumper, no pun, Odell, but if they keep going into the dumper, that thing is going to be a disaster on wheels, man.
2 weeks ago, we're talking about they're the worst of first team. Now they're talking about benching Baker, trading Odell, one game in. That damn Stefanski.
Crazy how the narrative on Baker Mayfield has
Baker
changed.
And Odell.
Right? And Odell, right. But, I mean, if you've got, like, I would say if you have a decent quarterback throwing to it. Who was throwing to Odell? Was it Eli, I guess, in
Eli.
New York? Yep. Did he ever? He never played with Daniel Jones, right?
No.
Yeah. He would have ruined Daniel Jones.
Oh, you don't like Odell?
No. He's one of those guys that are great on Sundays but terrible the other 6 days of the week.
Right.
By the way, the Browns favored by 6 tonight in that game. We do have some Miami Dolphins updates from their practice today. Most importantly, Devontae Parker, he practiced again. So yesterday he was limited in practice. Today he was in pads again. So two straight days of practice for Devontae, but Brian Flores after said his status is still uncertain. Yesterday, Hawk, you read the injury report at around 4 p.m. We'll have that again later at around 3. But Tua wasn't listed on the Dolphins injury report. And when asked today, Brian Flores says Tua's doing well. He's done a great job at rehabbing. He's getting back to being healthy. And they're giving him a ton of reps in practice. So he didn't feel necessary to throw him on the injury list anymore.
All right. Good news.
Finally, guys, a company that's owned by Anheuser-Busch called Babe Wine, they've now created 3 football-scented candles. One smells like artificial turf field. Another smells, Hawk, you're going to love this one, like nachos.
Nice.
And another one, Crowder, you're going to love this one, smells like jockstrap.
Why would I love that?
The 3-pack costs $69.
Nice.
Well, why would I fire something off to smell like nachos? Why wouldn't I just make nachos? Like, what am I teasing myself?
I mean,
why do you want to smell artificial turf or jock strap? You know what jock? You know what a jock strap is? You know what it contains? That's disgusting.
Yeah, but it brings you back to the locker room, men, football.
You know, when you guys were smelling each other's jock straps.
The worst part of playing football my whole life was the locker room.
Was the smell.
The smell. Like, come on, I don't want to go back there. I'm smelling that trash.
I can't even eat my Jell-O.
I don't want no Jell-O after I seen no 380-pounder pull off a jock strap and it's not white anymore. Where did that color come from? Green? What is green on your body?
It's funny because Dan Day showed up today only in a jock strap. Very,
hey!
Very interesting.
There we go.
It would be loose on him.
Very thin guy. Very thin guy.
Quickly, your weather. 90 degrees right now, partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 78 degrees. That's your weather.
All right. It literally just started pouring in Boca. I mean, pouring. Boston and Miami, the Marlins tied 0-0, bottom of the fourth now. The baseball playoffs, we're less than 2 weeks away. Our heads might be exploding on this radio station. Only because, like, the yin and the yang of nothing going on for months, and then there's the potential, that you've got NBA finals that the Heat would be involved in, baseball playoffs that the Marlins would be involved in, college football season, NFL season, and that would all be going on at the same time. Like, this could be head spinning in a couple of weeks here. So, but the Marlins are trending as a playoff team right now. So I ain't complaining. I'll take it, man.
Give me all the sports you got.
Give me all the sports, Papa. All right, Cornbread Maxwell scheduled to join us in the next segment. We'll do some 15 minutes of Heat with Bread here momentarily.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war. Hang up your phone.
Hawk and Crowder.
Excellent. Excellent song choice, Solana. We got a little vibe working here. Cornbread will join us in a second. Going to give you 15 minutes of Heat. It's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Cornbread Maxwell, he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Cornbread Maxwell, our friend and Celtics legend, currently a Celtics broadcaster. He himself is a two-time NBA champion, but our Miami Heat Cornbread took a commanding 1-0 lead on Tuesday night and looked to make it 2-0 tonight. No, you have to be impressed with the Heat, right? You have to be impressed with the Heat Cornbread.
I am very impressed with the Heat and what they've done. I've said that before. I thought that, you know, they have some swagger about them, and even more so now. You know, it's really funny. You guys are only doing a half hour of the Heat. You should be doing 5 hours of the Heat the way they've been playing. And forget about them doggone Miami Dolphins. I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing down there?
Bro, we've been talking 4 hours of Heat a day for weeks now. I feel like we've done 100 straight hours of Heat.
Well, let me ask you this. How many championships, world championships, have the Dolphins had?
Let's see.
And how many have the Heat had?
72.
And how many have the Heat had? But it's really strange how the Dolphins really are still the daddy in that city compared to what the Miami Heat have done with Pat Riley and Spoelstra. That this is a kind of a travesty, I would think.
Brad, it's very, very similar. I was talking about how these two teams are mirror images, like pointing back at each other. But what do you anticipate the Celtics do tonight to offset, to get back to 1-1? What do you think their adjustments are going to be in game two?
Well, they got several things they can do. I mean, you can get Kemba can shoot better. You start off there when you're, and then you have the maybe you might have an opportunity to bring Gordon Hayward back. You know, he was ruled out the other day. Now he's doubtful. So it's been now probably about maybe around about 3 weeks or a little bit more since you've seen Gordon Hayward. So if Gordon Hayward could come back, it gives you another reliable score. And Miami has been zoning up, and the Celtics still they need more guys really to bust that zone.
And, Brad, you brought up Kemba, man. What's up with Kemba, Brad? He's 13 for 46 over the last three games, 28% from the field. What's wrong with Kemba?
I mean, I don't think – you know, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. You know, Kemba has been early on, he had struggled a little bit late in the season with some knee problems. And if you're a jump shooter and you have knee problems, you know, that can mess with your elevation. But I've seen some of the best shooters in the world go through slumps and then come out on the other end. One guy in particular was Ray Allen, who had a really horrid time shooting the basketball in the 08 when the Celtics won the championship and then fell out of that funk like, you know, like rain coming from the sky. So, you know, I don't really, you know, put a lot on it. You know, he hasn't shot the ball well, but he's capable. And that, to me, that's what would be scary. The thing that, you know, really impresses me about Miami is, I think I told you guys that before, only a few people that I look at and I say could have played during the 80s. And, you know, Bam would be one of them, but the guy I love down there is Jimmy Butler. Arrogant, cocky, nasty, and I love that kind of stuff. It makes my blood kind of boil because, you know, those are the kind of guys I like playing against. And that's the way I like to see basketball played.
Yeah, that's definitely that throwback style, your era of play. And you mentioned Bam as well. Cornbread Maxwell is with us. I know you're a fan of Bam Adebayo. That block that he had at the end of OT there on Jason Tatum, was that one of the best blocks you'll ever see? I mean, you're a big dude. That's a hard block, right? Because a big guy is coming at you. You don't use any body at all, and you're fending off that dunk with one arm.
Yeah, that was incredible. You know, I think he got it with his left hand on top of that and literally pulled it out of the net. That ball was going down. He was strong enough to pull it back out of the rim, and you see a lot of the average guy that you would see, if he got up, then most guys aren't going to get up that high, but if they got up that high, you have the possibility of breaking the wrist. Your arm, your hand is pulled back that far, bent back, full force with a ball coming towards your hand, and there's metal between you and that, you got the chance to break it, and it was just a phenomenal play. You got to take your hats off. It was just a phenomenal play from a guy who is limited offensively, but he does all those other little things to help the Heat win.
And there was nothing Tatum could have done, Brad, because like that's all he could have done was get that ball blocked. He couldn't have adjusted anything.
Dude, you couldn't jump as high as Bam jumped then. You couldn't shoot. Only thing you could do, maybe a little floater, put it on the glass, something like that. But that dude was coming, and you're talking about that's a strong – I'm going to say it might not go well here, but that's a strong-ass country boy. And there ain't no way you're going to get out of the rim with somebody jumping that high.
Cornbread Maxwell is with us. So Heat and Celtics, game two tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off. You'll hear it on 790 The Ticket. What are the weaknesses of the Heat? You know, we've watched this team just slice through Indiana – had no problem with Giannis and Milwaukee, a gentleman's sweep, and now they take game one from your Celtics. What's the weakness when you look at the Heat team?
Man, they had a possibility of losing that game. They could have just as easily lost that game when the fact that the Celtics went up by 12 to 14, then they went up by 12, but the Heat didn't give up. I think the what their weakness would be is you have to attack them and you have to attack different players. What their strengths are is the fact that Hero, one of the weaknesses, let me give you that. Hero is a non-guarder. Robinson is a non-defender. So you got guys who really don't defend the basketball, that the Celtics have to take advantage of those particular guys. Jaylen Brown did not get enough shots from me in that overtime. I don't even know if he even touched the basketball. So the Celtics have a lot of rotations. The Heat are well. And like you said, it's a mirror image of each other. When you see the Heat, you look at Boston. Two teams that are well coached. Two teams have great players. And you think of it, Boston, to me, has probably a more talented starting five. But the Heat, what they're very good at is the guys that come off the bench. When you can bring a Kelly Olynyk off the bench and you can bring a Robinson off the bench and a Nunn off the bench, that's what makes them more effective.
Brad, they two great coaches, but somebody got to have that coaching advantage. Who is it?
Ooh, well, you know what? I'm going to give Eric Spoelstra his due only because
he has the
championship pedigree. You can't take that away. I mean, if anybody want to argue about it, I'd say, well, look, the dude's won multiple championships, so you can't take that away. And he's been there, and he's under the tutelage of probably one of the greatest out there in Pat Riley. So I would give a slight nod, not much, but I give a slight nod to Eric Spoelstra.
So how do you see this game tonight playing out, Cornbread? Do you think it's going to be another nail-biter?
Both teams play really hard. They play great. I think the Celtics are going to get out to a lead, and I think the Celtics will win this game. Ultimately, I think the Celtics will win this series if they can get more guys on track and if Gordon Hayward can come back and be effective.
If Boston lost this series to the Miami Heat, would their season be a disappointment?
No, I think that a lot of people in the beginning of the year thought the best two teams were going to be in the finals, Eastern Conference final, was going to be Philadelphia and Milwaukee. And Boston's there. Miami's there. I don't think anybody in Miami, in South Beach area, looked at it and said the Heat were going to get to the Eastern Conference finals. And some people said, Boston had a possibility of doing it with Tatum and Brown, and you're bringing in Kemba. They had more of a possibility. So I don't think it would be a failure if the Celtics lost. But I think they'd be disappointed now in the fact that I think there's a window of opportunity, if the Celtics can put their game together.
Speaking of disappointments, I know we're doing 15 minutes of Heat, and Crowder will give you a couple items for the blacklist because we always have fun with Cornbread Maxwell. But speaking of disappointments, the Los Angeles Clippers – What would you do there if you were in charge? Do you try to change it dramatically, or do you keep that core with George and Kawhi and the coach Doc Rivers and just try to fill in some better pieces?
You know what? They have great pieces, and that will be the disappointment to me. Lou Williams was a disappointment, the fact that, Miami allowed him to go. I mean, that the Clippers allowed him to go home to his grandfather's funeral, and the man ended up going to a strip joint to get chicken wings. That you can't be seen in a situation like that. I guess Lou Williams never heard of the cameras before Instagram. So I was disappointed in that. Doc Rivers is a great coach, but there is a disconnect right now because of maybe the personnel you have. Paul George was a disappointment. Kawhi was kind of a disappointment, too. But Kawhi is a two-time MVP in the finals. So I think his resume is solidified. But Paul George has to step up to the next level. So I don't know what you do. It is so disappointing looking at that team. And not necessarily in losing, but the way they lost. You think the way – essentially in that fourth quarter, they gave up. I mean, it would have been like me playing against you back when I was younger.
Or now, Brad. Hawk's not athletic. Or
I was going to say, I don't think there's a time in my lifetime.
I'm trying to get Hawk some credit, okay?
I believe you could post me up while sitting in a rocking chair.
Okay.
Cornbread would post me up. He's in bed. He's ordering room service, and he's still posting me up and draining buckets on me.
Oh my God! I mean, my thing really is this. I am more amazed right now. And I was talking to somebody, one of our reporters up here who is in the bubble. And I said, man, you've been in the bubble for how long? 2 months now? And nobody's there. And, you know, now the players have gotten their wives and their, you know, girlfriends down there. But I said, you've been down there now for 2 months? And what have you done? No women, no nothing, no access? I said, dude, Naya, I'm amazed that this thing has worked. You put 20-year-old guys in their prime, let me say it, sexually, and you're telling me nothing happened until their wives and girlfriends got there? Really? Now, put that on the black list.
They're starting to look at Minnie Mouse funny. They've been in there so long.
They tried to do it all, Brad. They had beer. They had the five-star meals. They had all the stuff.
Video games.
Nan woman. I thought about that too, Brad. I need a woman. You can get all the video games you want. I don't even drink beer if I can have no women.
Dude, I'll put one that you'll understand. Maybe they had the Fist of Fury going down there.
Put the do not disturb sign on their own door.
Absolutely. I would hate to go in. You know how they have those lights, those blue lights that they go in these crime scenes and they have sexual stuff going on? They turn them damn lights on. They'd be like, damn. What is that on the ceiling?
That's why some of them boys had shooting slumps because their arms was tired.
No.
On the ceiling.
Got a couple for the blacklist, Brad.
Couple quick ones. Yeah. When Cornbread Maxwell comes on with us, Cornbread Maxwell is our arbiter. Crowder and I, as we do the show, every now and then we stumble into things where I go, oh, yeah, everybody loves that. And Crowder will say, everybody? No, I think white people love that. And then we start to realize, huh, maybe this is a racial thing. Sometimes it's a generational thing between us. But Cornbread is the arbiter. He gives you the honest truth.
Okay, I'm ready.
I was in my front yard. One of my neighbors over here. My neighbor's a white dude, and we went into my deep freezer, and he saw a frozen gallon of milk, and he thought it was the craziest thing in the world. Is that a black thing to freeze milk?
Nah, black people hoard sometimes. They'd be like, "Damn, we don't know what's gonna come next, but we're gonna have some milk for some cereal."
Wait a second. I've never heard this. You freeze milk?
If I go and there's a milk sale, I'll get 5 gallons and freeze 3 of them.
Oh, my God. I will speak for the white delegation. I have never heard of that before.
Yep. Think about it. Everything else is kept when it freezes. Milk keeps when it freezes, too.
Look, let me tell you. When people of color see the word sale, I don't give a damn what's on sale. They're like, I'm buying it. I'm taking it.
Hey, Brad, I go to Publix.
That would be a blacklist.
I go to Publix every Tuesday because that's BOGO day in Davie, Florida. Even if I don't need nothing, I just want to know what's buy one, get one free.
Crowder came back. He's like, I got 2 things of Vagisil. I said, well, why did you even need one? He goes, I don't know. It was buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one free.
And, Brad, one more thing.
I can't believe that you freeze milk. That's crazy.
And my neighbor, his mind was blown. And
God, I would be too.
And this is another one. I'm pretty sure it's a yes, but I almost fell out of the veterinary office the other week. They asked me, have I ever looked into pet health insurance? Brad, I almost died laughing. Pet health insurance.
That's a white thing. That is truly because, you know, it like I see, but, well, you know what? I'm kind of in the middle because my daughter went and had an operation for a blockage for her cat, and it cost her $1,800. I would have been like, bye-bye, kitty. Bye-bye, kitty. It was nice.
I go by the rules.
I am not. I mean, damn, I got to feed people. I mean, damn, I'm putting the operation on some insurance for a pet. You know, we're trying to find out how many people of color got insurance themselves. But I got it for my damn pet. No. Nah. That's a white thing.
I will attest to that. I can't. That had to drive you crazy when she told you that she was going to spend $1,800 on cat surgery.
$1,800? For, you know, I wanted to say for a piece of, but never mind. Y'all have come up three shows, so I'm not. I can't even go there. Y'all wouldn't have me on if I said the next word. I'm sorry, but you know, my God, you know where I was going. Okay,
oh, I know exactly.
Oh my goodness, that's funny, man. Cornbread Maxwell, Celtics legend.
Your general manager. Your general manager's been calling you up. Don't you ever have that guy on the show again after that. What?
Oh, my God. Cornbread Maxwell. He is a Celtics legend, friend of the show, and a broadcaster now with the Boston Celtics. So Celtics and Heat tonight, game two, 790 the ticket. It is a 7 p.m. tip-off. So you are predicting your Celtics tonight, Cornbread.
I am going with the Celtics tonight. This is... You can't go down 2-0 to Miami and expect try to win a series. I mean, I know it happened with the Clippers and stuff like that, but I just think that this is a very important game to get back on even keel with the Miami Heat. Miami Heat are a great front-running team, and if they get out ahead of you, you know, they just start shooting bombs.
All right. We always appreciate your time. Thank you, Cornbread. Have a good broadcast tonight.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. He is funny, man.
He's hilarious.
All right, there you go. That is a stunning 15 minutes of Heat. Took a crazy detour at the 16th minute. The moment the 15 minutes were up, we detoured on that 16th minute, and we could not find our way back.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's like if you get caught in the condom section at a store or something, one of them little, you know, a Vagisil section where it's just kind of, you know, you don't talk in those areas.
Vagisil? Why are you buying Vagisil?
I get itchy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Kickoff Saturday is 7:30. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM The Joe. Now, if you were listening to Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki call the game, you might hear some little funny lines thrown in by DBJ, sometimes Joe, sporadically throughout the game. It's our favorite thing all year long. You did a very good job, DBJ, on the first broadcast, which was a Thursday a week ago. You did a very good job. Did you feel good about your performance?
I did feel good about it. You gave me some good lines. They were good lines for the environment we were in. It was a little, it's more like a baseball game fan wise, you know. It's a little different.
And it's gonna be a little different, obviously, Saturday. We talked with Joe yesterday. We know you're calling it from Mark Light, so be an interesting broadcast on Saturday for sure. Play just the highlight, just what he did. You don't need to play what we gave him. Here's Don Bailey Jr., the first call you did last Thursday. Do you have this, Solana? Was block rocking beats?
From the 12, King takes the snap. King is going to run. King up the middle. King to the 5. King dives. There is a King in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. De'Ara King dashes into the end zone. He's king of the hill and gives Miami the lead. 13-7 with 10:04 to go in the second quarter.
Back with another one of those block rocking beats, Joe. King goes airborne, gives the Hurricanes 6, and they now have the lead.
All right. Admittedly, that was the worst of the four, right?
Yeah. That was good.
It was good. A bit of an overstatement. That was your first play out of the gate.
First one out of the gate, and boy, did I get a look from my broadcast partner. He had no idea where that came from.
He's like, block rocking beats? What the hell is he talking about?
Let me explain this. The look I got would have been like if I sneezed on him. Basically, that's the look I got.
That's the one. Well, I'm looking forward later on in this segment when I give you this week's. There's one cinema where you're going to have to do it without letting him know that it's coming, and you're not going to be able to reference it when you're done. You just have to blurt out during the game, cinema! But I'll get to it in a second because it'll be funny as hell. The next one that you did, we gave you Eric Reed's funny call of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here's how it sounded when Don Bailey Jr. did it.
Now, locally, we highly recommend you to listen to Hawkman and Crowder on our flagship station every afternoon, 2 to 6. At some point during this week, we'll hear the best of Don Bailey's, what do we call these, lines, liners?
Nice. Yeah. You know, like, Antetokounmpo for 3. Hear stuff like that.
We love the promotion, DBJ. If you can work that in again, that'd be great. So, Atu Tokumbu for three. We gave you searing pain. Oh, searing pain. This is from Coyote Peterson when he got bitten by a murder hornet. Here's how DBJ did it in the broadcast.
Personal foul. Targeting. Number five. Defense. 15-yard penalty. The previous play is under further review.
Now,
biggest problem that Amari Carter has is staying in a game. No way. Come on, he took the blow from Brown.
He
couldn't go any lower.
Nope. Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
We'll have searing pain if he's thrown out of the game.
That was excellent. You nailed that one, DBJ. That was great. Did I lose DBJ or did I lose you guys?
It looks like we might have. Let me get him back in the line.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was disconnected, if he was disconnected.
Bro, he had a great outing.
He did.
The fifth year we've done this, this might be his best opening game.
Strongest opening game performance, without question. But he really did kind of stumble all over block rocking beats. But it made it more fun.
That's a tongue twister, isn't it?
All right. Rock. And then the final one that we gave him was this Perreo song, Toco Toco To. And I just want to make sure that he's here before we play it for him. Is he picking up, Solana? All right, you're there, DBJ. We lost you.
Yes, I am. Okay.
All right. And then the final one that you did for us was the Perreo song. Play DBJ doing Toco Toco To.
Here's a fake handoff to Stanley. The throw across the middle, knocked away. What a play by Keiondre Smith. Knocked it away down to the Miami 35-yard line. 5:53 to go in the game. Canes lead at 31-14.
Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe. Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
What was that?
My favorite part is Joe Zagacki going, okay. I can't believe you fired that one off, DBJ. And just for you, Alejandro Solana has remixed it.
Toka toka toe.
There you go.
Toka toka toe toe. Toka toka toe. Toka toka toe toe. Toka toka toe. Toka toka toe toe. Toka 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 toe toe. Toka toka toe. Toka toka toe toe. Toka toka toe. Toka toka toe toe. Toka toka toe. Toka toka toe toe. Toka 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 toe toe.
Yeah. The what is that remix? That's a banger.
I like that one.
That is good, man. You gotta feel good about what you did, huh?
Yeah, I like that one. I say, hey, look, after I found out Channing's got one kidney, I feel good about everything that's going on, man.
One kidney, one vas deferens. Yeah.
Or whatever that other thing he's missing. I don't know what that is.
I have one functional testicle, DBJ.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's all you need, bro. That's all you need.
No. DBJ reacting the way Joe Zagacki does when that, like you just heard in a reversal there, where you, I have one functioning testicle. Okay. All right. Okay.
You might have had 20. You might have had 20 kids if you had them both working, buddy.
That's what I said.
No.
Could you imagine if they were both working? Holy hell! I wouldn't even sit next
really
to him doing the radio show.
You look good in them red shirts.
All right, so here are some lines for this Saturday's broadcast to work in. So we've done, during the downtime, we've had Jen Figueroa coming on, and she's been giving us these J-Fig Searing Pain movie reviews, and you did the Searing Pain line last week. Goofy intro that we do for the Searing Pain movie review, Dan Day voices it and yells out cinema in this really weird tone. Play that, Solana.
Cinema.
Yeah, it's attention grabbing, and first of all, no one calls it cinema. It always struck me as odd that was like the first line in it. Play it one more time, Solana.
Cinema.
But it would be really funny, DBJ, if during the broadcast, but you have to do it without showing Joe Zagacki your list of calls, And when he looks at you as if you're crazy, I don't want you to say that's what they told me to say or what. I just want you to go ahead with the broadcast.
I'll pretend like nothing happened. I just
like nothing happened, right? Almost make him feel like he heard something that didn't actually happen. You know what I mean? So okay. He's like, oh, yeah. What a great scramble by De'Eric King. Picked up 9 where there was really nothing there. Cinema. Yeah, and then he will look at you because it will make no sense, and you just say, boy, he really does have an ability to scramble. It just did no
it,
reference,
baby.
All right?
That's a lock.
All right, that's a good one. That is a good one. And I want you, even when you guys go to commercial break, do not let in that you said cinema.
I'll let you tell him next week what happened.
All right, perfect. He will not know until he comes on with us next week. All right, here's a we like doing the musical ones because Solana can turn them into banging remixes. I'm sure you're familiar with this song, and this actually has two parts because one part is going to be for Joe Zagacki. Fire off DBJ's part, though. This is the rhythm of the night. This is the rhythm of the night.
Oh, God. Is he... All right, let me hear his part. The rhythm, rhythm.
So play the rhythm of the night part, Solana. This is the rhythm of the night. And then Joe will come in with this.
That's actually going to fit in.
All right, and then Joe will come in with this. Ritmo.
Say it again.
You just worry about your part. Can you knock
That's
out
fine.
This? Can you knock out this line? This is the rhythm.
Absolutely. I want to know what he can do.
All right, and then he's gonna say ritmo.
Ritmo. Okay. If he stumbles, I'll fill in for him.
And we got another call and response for you and Joe Zagacki. Fire this off, Solana. When I move, you move. Just like that. When I move, you move. Just like that. When I move, you move. Just like that. Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back. So maybe it'll go, when I move, Joe can say, when I move, you move. Joe will say, just like that. When I move, you move. Joe says, just like that. When I move, you move. Joe says, just like that. And then maybe Joe even says, hell yeah, hey, DBJ, bring that back.
Bro, you can get maybe two of those you moves out of it. We're not doing a whole verse, dude. Leave it alone. Believe me.
Wait, Solana, you got to fire off our Marlins song. The Marlins just scored. No, that's not the song. It's pa-pa-pa. Wrong song. Oh, my goodness. Too many sounds. too late. The Marlins scored 2 runs. 5-2. Red Sox, Marlins. There's a lot going on here, DBJ. All right. So one more time. Play that one more time, Solana. When I move, you move just like that. When I move, you move. Just like that. Hell yeah. Hey, DBJ, bring that back.
He will never say hell yeah. He'll never say
right.
it.
All right, fair enough. You ever say heck yeah? Hey, DBJ, bring
yeah.
that
He'll
back.
Give you heck yeah.
All right. You ever seen the movie Meet the Parents? We may have given you this line. Play this line for DBJ.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Hey, give that to Channing. He's missing one. He might have a little milk kill.
You're missing a nipple, too? I didn't know you were missing a nipple.
Damn, DBJ, how did you know that?
You know, maybe if Joe is talking about missing Greg Rousseau, and then you go, I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Just out of nowhere, it'd be funny.
Could you milk me?
Yeah, could you milk me? I don't know. You know what? And you better make it have a chair over there for me because I'll be joining you guys next week. Okay?
All right, one more. We gave you this last season. You never worked it in.
Kulikitakati.
All right. Think you
I
can do it?
I think I got that in. I think
All
I
right.
got that in.
He says he did it, Solana.
Definitely never did it. That was
Are you sure?
No, that was for the
FIFA. I kind of feel like he did it too.
No. No.
Leaky Taka.
No, that was for the DB. Oh. That was for the FIU game, DBJ. And I can
no,
assure
but
you,
I think we kept giving it to him the rest night. Of the season. No, I think he did it. Because
yeah,
when I first saw it, I said to Solana, "I thought you did it."
It's worth doing again. But if you gave me FIU, you got to remember what happened from FIU on.
Oh,
there wasn't a lot of
we remember
to sing.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
No. Yeah. Oh yes.
Let me hear
yeah,
that again, Solano. I like that one.
We remember. Fire it off, Solano.
Oh.
And there's a bunch of people texting in that he did it.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys.
Well,
I would have that. You think I wouldn't have that audio?
I think you're wrong on it.
Okay.
I just think you're wrong. I think you
okay.
forgot.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. All right. We gave you some good lines. Listen to Don Bailey Jr. along with Joe Zagacki Saturday night, 560 WQAM The Joe. They will be on the call for the UM Louisville game. And people are saying you made a remix of it, Solana. So anyway, we always appreciate you doing these for us, DBJ. You are a true friend of the program. So thank you, my friend.
All right, you guys. Have a great, great week, man. And I will talk to you after we beat those Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah. Talk about it. All right. Thank you, DBJ. Went long there, but it was very, very worth it. Start out the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report. Brought to you by T-Mobile for Business. The T-Mobile Business Advantage means no compromise. Network, support, value, you get all three. Stop in to see what it means for your business. T-Mobile for Business. Not a good day on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 130 points. S&P 500 down 28 points. NASDAQ down 140 points. But what do we say, Crowder?
Ride it out.
No, we say we'll get it back tomorrow.
Okay, that's what we say.
Right? That's what we've been saying for a long time, right? Get him back tomorrow. He's only got one lobe. We found out that he's got one lobe, so it's, we're working with.
I was born with half a brain.
Special here. Somebody texts in, if you listen to us on 790 The Ticket, you hear the Jim Rome update on you don't happen to have the Mike Greenberg thing that I sent you today, Solana, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Maybe we can play it later because somebody just texted in, oh, that Jim Rome update was great. Gase is a genius. Jim Rome just did a minute, you know, ripping Adam Gase. Mike Greenberg on Greeny today, I did an entire segment ripping Adam Gase. Adam Gase is not going to last the season. There is no chance. There is so much heat around him right now, but man, it is fun for Dolphins fans to watch. But you got try to get that sound for later today, Solana, because the Mike Greenberg, you know, it's like a minute and a half straight on stats as to why Gase is awful at offense. He's an offensive genius, a quarterback guru, and every stat tells you otherwise.
Everybody around him gets worse.
Even everyone around him gets worse. Yeah.
And then when they leave him, they get good again. Like, come on, man. What's going on?
Crazy.
He's the best interviewer of all times.
He must be.
He walks in and steals your heart. I remember when he was early with the Dolphins and I went and had a sit down with him and
yep.
I came back and was like, bro, the dude, he's a cool guy. Like,
you loved him.
I did just because he was so – okay, Crowder, let me holler at you. Me and him just sitting in the tight end meeting room, you know, doing X and O back and forth with, oh, what do you do with this? What about the fire zones? Okay, well, you're going backside. Like, he seemed like a genius at the time, but he tricked me too.
Some people interview well. Some people practice well, right? Who's the – Nathan Peterman, right? Good practice quarterback. And then you get him out there, and he's playing Sudoku with Adam Gase on the bench.
Man, 5 picks and a half. Good.
Let's get headlines because this is a loaded potato of an hour, 4 o'clock hour here, because we've got Eric Wood coming up. Talk a little Dolphins Bills with him. We could talk UM Louisville, too. He went to Louisville. And we've got Jason Jackson coming on this hour as well. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. Go ahead, Solana. Let's get headlines.
I don't know if it's a little too late, but I do have that audio now of Mike Greenberg ripping.
Oh, you do? Play that real quick. Here's because Mike Greenberg, Greeny, you know, is a huge Jets fan. Yeah. So here, listen to everything he says here about Adam Gase.
So the acting owner of the Jets thinks Adam Gase has a brilliant offensive mind. To that, I reply, what on earth could possibly have given you that impression? There is certainly no evidence that it's true. What there is, in fact, is overwhelming evidence that the exact opposite is true. Consider that in no season that Peyton Manning was not his quarterback did any of Gase's teams ever finish in the top half of the league in scoring. The last three seasons, in fact, they finished 28th, 26th, and 31st. That's in a 32-team league. In 17 games under Gase, the Jets have scored 33 touchdowns, and they've punted 93 times. They have scored on 24% of their possessions. That's the worst in the league. They've gone three and out on 44%. That's the worst in the league. Their average drive has gained 23 yards. All of those are the worst in the NFL. But wait, there's more. When the Jets acquired Le'Veon Bell, he had averaged more total yards per game than any player in history ever. Under the brilliant offensive mind, Bell is 27th in the league in yards per game. And there's one more, just so you know, this is not just my fandom talking. Under Gase in Miami, Ryan Tannehill was so bad, the Dolphins traded him for mid-round draft picks, and they chipped in $5 million just to get rid of him. Then, in his first year in Tennessee away from Gase, Tannehill had the fourth highest passer rating in history and led the Titans to the AFC title game. Those are all facts. They happened. And they beg one big question, Christopher Johnson. If the coach has a brilliant offensive mind, what in the world is he doing with it?
It is such a great monologue. It's crazy. I mean, you scratch your head every time you see this Gase on the sidelines. You scratch your head. Don't forget, you can hear Greeny. What is he? He's on 560, right? He's on 560 The Joe before us.
Yeah, 560 Greeny. The Joe from 12 to 2 p.m.
12 to 2. That's a funny monologue, though, right? Funny and sad, right?
It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, he's not an offensive genius. We said it on the show, right? He's an offensive genius if Peyton Manning is standing around him. But I think I'd be an offensive genius if I was standing next to Peyton Manning. It's crazy.
And a lot of those numbers he was saying were down here, too. A lot of those, like the 28th, 26th offense, those were down here. The Jets last year were 31st. We got a lot of that damn pain here in South Florida.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Is this it, Crowder?
Yeah, man, it's a swag surfing.
Had no idea.
You've heard this at the Heat games.
Let's go.
I don't get to go to the games like you and Solana do. I live a different lifestyle than y'all.
No, you don't want to make a long ass ride from Boca.
I surf.
I know the problem.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And I would imagine a lot of people be cracking open a Funky Buddha or two in about an hour and 13 minutes when the Heat game tips off. I know I will.
I'm telling you, I had to tell my doctor. He was like, hey, no drinking for a couple days. I said, Doc, do you understand the heater in the Eastern Conference Finals, sir? I'm going to drink
there's me no, some because you had the vasectomy yesterday. There's no drinking and leading up to it, but there's no sex afterwards, right? Don't you have to be sexless for a little while?
Yeah. 7 days, no sex with my wife myself. Like
sometimes
nobody.
Sometimes the Heat game, I mean, it gets me in the mood. Tuesday night, I was running around this house looking for someone.
If the Heat go up 2-0, we might just have to. You ever heard of hunching? You have closed sex?
Yeah.
we might have to do some hunching.
Well, we got Heat and Celtics game 2 tonight. So you'll hear that on 790 The Ticket. 790 The Ticket is in the Heat pregame show right now, and we've got you exclusively on 560 WQAM, The Joe, right now. There is a funny story. I didn't even get to this today, and I meant to, because you and I have talked about it a couple times since it was announced, and I saw this headline. It was on foxnews.com, and I fell out laughing. The headline is, Roy Jones Jr. on Mike Tyson exhibition match, quote, I made a mistake going in with him.
Yes!
Did we call this or did we call this?
The day they announced it, we called it. Bro, we're geniuses.
I fell out laughing when I saw that headline. It says, Mike Tyson's return to boxing in November is supposed to be an exhibition match, but opponent Roy Jones Jr. is worried he's made a mistake. CSAC Executive Director Andy Foster first said when the match was announced in July that the bout between the two legendary fighters wasn't about taking each other's heads off. They can get into it a little bit, but I don't want people to get hurt. They know the deal, he said at the time. But Jones seems to be concerned that Tyson didn't get the memo, telling Sky Sports over the weekend he may have, quote, made a mistake. He's still Mike Tyson. He's still one of the strongest, most explosive people who ever touched a boxing ring. If anything, I made a mistake going in with him. He's the bigger guy. He's the explosive guy. He's going to have all the first round fireworks, not me. And it goes on that his apprehension follows remarks Tyson made last month when he called the match, quote, a search and destroy.
Excuse
Roy
me?
Jones, yeah, Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. is in an exhibition and then he sees Mike Tyson training and now Mike Tyson's calling it a search and destroy mission. And I'm telling you, when I saw that headline, Roy Jones Jr. on Mike Tyson exhibition match, quote, I made a mistake going in with him. But he can't back out of it, right? He's still Roy Jones Jr.
Hell no, you can back out of it. Yes, you can back out of it. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm fighting for fun and this dude trying to kill me. I'm not going to do it. You know what? I'll tell you this. Like right now, Joey Porter, because he's the craziest, like the literally unhinged person I know and play with. I wouldn't fight Joey right now because I don't give a damn how out of shape he is. He's going to turn into a pit bull at some point.
No, but if you had accepted, if you accepted a charity match with Joey Porter because it was sold to you as something and people were talking about it and they were talking about this is going to be great, Crowder and Joey Porter, and then you would back out of it if you decided he was taking it too serious. Like, it's not that you wouldn't take it. You've already taken it. Roy Jones Jr. is a boxer. He's a fighter. He already accepted the fight. Mm-hmm. You can't back out because you're scared.
Yeah, you can.
You know what
I
do?
I call Joey and I say, JP, I say, Peasy, are we really going to hit each other or are we doing this for the check? And if Peasy said, no, bro, we getting after it. I said, I'm out.
He goes, it's a search and destroy mission.
I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you something that happened more recent. Remember, did you hear the rumor that Brandon Marshall was about to start trying to box?
No.
He wanted to box, and he was going to get a box with, what's the big crazy dude's name that just got beat by Fury? Wilder.
Oh, why Deontay Wilder against Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall was about to fight Deontay Wilder, and I was at his house, and it was some dudes over there. Brandon has a little circle of people. Iman Shumpert was one of the guys on the other side of the fence talking about B-Marsh. Yeah, man. Go teach him what you made of, bro. Show him what Pittsburgh's about. And everybody and everybody's amping him up. And it was me and Philip Wheeler. And we were sitting in the corner. And I said,
Bruh,
Phil.
No.
I said, Phil, does Brandon know that he's going to punch back? And after everybody amped
And he's a
head,
boxer. Like, he's a real boxer.
Everybody amped up B-Marsh's head. I said, B-Marsh, I'm going to be there front row, bro, for you. But when you get your ass knocked out, I'm going to say I told you so. Because this man has been boxing since he was 6 years old, and you're just in real, real, real damn good shape. And I think I might have talked. I don't want to take credit, but I think I talked Brandon out of it when I told him, hey, man, this dude's going, he's going to swing back.
That's, yeah, I hope bro, he doesn't fight him. That'd be crazy.
I told you I met Mike Tyson. I shook his hand, and it just felt like a cedar block when you touch his hand. I said, no way I'd fight.
Oh, Mike Tyson's going to kill Roy Jones. He's
and
kill
he's short. Tyson's about 5'10". I had Tyson by 5-6 inches.
Yep.
But he was a solid rock and his hands were like cedar blocks. And I said, man, I don't even want to be around him because he might get upset.
Heat Celtics tonight. The line is still 2.5. Heat are 2.5-point underdogs. Heat are favorite now, by the way, for the series. They're up 1-0. They are a -150 favorite for the series. Celtics are +125. Cornbread Maxwell, just heard from him. He's got the Celtics winning the series. But I would imagine a lot of Heat fans feel otherwise, as do we. So there's your schedule. You got the Heat game will be on 790 The Ticket tonight. Coming up on 560, the Joe at 6 o'clock, just a few minutes from now, will be Zach Krantz and the Nose. A little fantasy football for you. Yeah. Zach and the Nose coming up 6 o'clock on 560, the Joe. And then tomorrow, obviously, we have our Friday Spectacular on Hochman and Crowder, and it's always a jam-packed show. We'll obviously, hopefully, be reacting to a Heat victory. But, of course, we'll talk some fantasy football with Jamie Eisenberg tomorrow. We'll do some gambling with Lee Sterling. We will take a little trip to Viva Hawk Vegas, where Crowder was a big $100 winner last week. We got a lot of stuff on tap. So, obviously, we're going to have some fun tomorrow, so make sure that you're listening. But, again, Heat and Celtics tonight, 790 the ticket. The tip-off is an hour and 5 minutes away. Zach and the Nose coming up on 560 The Joe with all your fantasy football talk. That'll do it for us today. Thank you, Cornbread Maxwell. Jason Jackson was excellent. Eric Wood, former Buffalo Bill. Don Bailey Jr., always great. All those interviews posted on the radio.com app. Just use the rewind feature. Go back and listen. That'll do it for us. Nice job on the board, Jay Fig. We will speak with you mañana.
Brad, I almost died laughing. Pet health insurance.
That's the white thing.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.